3, 2, 1. And everybody, thanks for joining us again for another episode of Respect, the John Atkins Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Mission Beach Marketing. Text Mission Beach to 31996 to learn more about our social media management and local San Diego IT consulting. Today's guest on the podcast is a very funny comedian and a buddy of mine, Josh Krepps. What's up, Josh?
What's up, dude?
Thanks for joining us.
For sure.
So,
taking the claws.
Yeah, we got a couple couple white claws, man.
Okay, mango, dude.
Dude, you should be getting paid by these people.
Nah, somebody's already doing that.
I feel like you're the person on my friends list that I see drinking
white claws. I'm always drinking white claws, dude. Ka-claw, dude.
we got you onto the white claw.
I don't know, I was in OB and I had drank one. They're delicious. This podcast is brought to you by
White Claw.
Get you sued real quick. All
right. We got some, yeah, it's pretty good. We got the mango White Claws. Yeah, like we were saying earlier, like I never really heard about him, so I saw that Facebook, like his comedy videos and stuff about him.
Trevor Wallace.
Yeah.
He's fucking funny, dude. Yeah, he almost got sued by them.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
Yeah, he like, he made merch and they sent him a cease and desist. I was listening to a podcast about that earlier.
He's from LA, right?
No, I think he's from like Temecula. I'm not really sure.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure he's from like Temecula area.
Somewhere in SoCal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he'll be, are you doing that show with him down here?
Yeah, Good Bar. He'll be headlining. It's the end of August. And I'll be on that show too.
That's cool. Have you ever met him before or anything?
No, I never met him before. Well, he came to Madhouse and, we like he sold out the Madhouse. He has a pretty good following.
Yeah, for sure.
But I never really met him.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do with like with my podcast, my YouTube show. I figure by the time like I get a following, like I'll be better at like stand up, you know, and they'll kind of be like at the same time.
Yeah,
that's the goal anyway.
That's how it works. You get a podcast, you become funny.
Right.
Just how it works.
Right. Hell yeah! So you never thought about doing a podcast?
No, I was gonna do one for Madhouse, like. You know, like the store does.
Right.
Robert wanted one, but
oh yeah,
I don't think we're doing that right now. It's gonna be me and Patrick.
Oh okay, yeah, Patrick. He's gonna be on the podcast too sometime eventually.
Yeah, hopefully with fucking Riggs, right?
Yeah, Brian Riggs.
Man, that's so crazy. It's gonna be funny as shit.
Were you there when it happened?
No. Oh yeah, I was, but I wasn't. I just walked in. Like, I missed everything that night, and I walked in at, like, 2 a.m.
Yeah?
Like, 1:30.
After it was already over?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I never seen anything. Like, the only drama I see when I'm at the clubs is, like, homeless people.
Oh, there's nights when it's, like, just... And it's, like one after the other. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
There's, like... There's never nights where it's just, like, one thing. It's, like, a domino effect of shit. By the end of the night, somebody's fighting or something. You don't get too many fights, but I'm just, you know...
Right. They're not usually comedians fighting with each other, though,
no.
Right?
No. No, it's more like drunken people.
Yeah. So how long you been performing at Madhouse?
I've been at Madhouse since I got here. That was like the first place I went. And they had, you know, the mics all the time, so it was really easy and I lived close to it.
Oh, you worked there too, right?
Yeah. I've worked there 3 times. I don't know. I've been fired 3 times.
Oh,
shout out to Madhouse. For keeping me on.
Nice. Dang, so you, like, worked there and got fired?
Yeah, twice. Like, this is my 3rd time getting called back to come work.
What were the first 2 times you got fired for?
Well, one, I was in Expo, and I was lazy, and I didn't come in for shifts I would call out. Because I was a bartender, and they asked me to do Expo. I was like,
okay.
You know, I'm not really a kitchen guy. I can do it, but, you know, I don't really like to do it.
Cooking and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I was like, yeah, I'll help out. And then I wound up being on the schedule for it. And I said yeah to it, like a dumbass, but I would just always call out. I can't remember the first time why I got fired.
I think that's, like, common, right? Because I feel like there's a couple comedians that...
Yeah. Oh, it was at the old club. That was the first time was at the old club. That was just because I would, like, call out or not show up. I didn't show up for a couple shifts. And they were like... We like having you around the club. They're like, we're just going to take you off the schedule. You'll still be on the payroll. They nice. Fired me, basically.
That's fine.
And he was like, you still get your drink discount.
That's what matters, right?
Yeah.
I had a... Do you know Patrick Allen?
It sounds familiar.
He was on the podcast last week. I didn't know he used to work at Madhouse when it was in the mall.
Patrick Allen?
Yeah, he's like shaggy. He's got like a beard like yours, but he's blonde, and like long blonde hair.
Maybe like in passing, but I don't know. I started like, you know, two years ago. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I never went to Madhouse when it was at the old building.
No. Yeah, that's where I was there way longer than this one, you know, because, well, I mean, I, like, from my part, we've only been at this place since November 1st.
Yeah, you went down to L.A., what, last week or 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Or up to L.A., I guess I should say.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was fun. We went to the store, two guys as we got on the potluck, and then we went to Chapter 1 in Orange County, which is actually a really good mic, if anybody's listening and wants to go.
Oh, yeah?
To a great mic.
Is that a bar spot, or...?
Yeah, it's a bar, but they have, like a back room, mm-hmm. where they do the comedy, like, almost, like, you think you're going to the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
But in the front room, there's, like, fucking live karaoke.
Oh, okay.
But you can't hear it, so it's, like, people can go from there to the back and watch comedy, come back out here, and, like, you know, do karaoke or whatever, but it's a great room. It was full of comics and stuff, too.
Yeah, I've noticed, like, the bar spots that have, like, a separate room, those seem to be a lot better than just actually sitting there in the middle of the bar trying to do comedy.
Yeah, I mean, that's, like, the club, you know, it's a club aesthetic. You know?
Right. How long have you been doing comedy, you said?
2.5 years.
2.5 years? Okay. Yeah. So, did you started here or in North Carolina?
Pretty much. I did, like, 2 mics in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Nothing crazy, but one of the guys that was there, ran the mic and stuff, he was like, if you want to do something with this... Because he's like, you're funny, and if you want to do something with this, you need to leave North Carolina. Because we had, like, 2 clubs, mm-hmm. and one was...
Like, in the whole state?
In my city, where I was at. There was the Idiot Box, which is the one I went to, and it was, like, downtown, and it was, like, a hallway, basically. Like, 5-foot-long building with chairs and a stage at the front, and these two guys, like, sold, like, beer out of a cooler.
Yeah.
And that was a comedy club downtown. And then the other one was the fucking Comedy Zone, which only had 1 mic a month.
And wow.
And you had to pay either bring 6 people who paid $5 a piece, or you had to pay $30 for 5 minutes of stage time.
Were they busy?
Huh? Yeah, I mean, that's the comedy club. That's the real comedy club there. If you want to go see comedy, you go there.
Damn.
They were also attached to this place called Arizona Pete's. And it's like a saloon club kind of thing.
Yeah.
And if you went to the comedy show, you get free entry to the club afterwards.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I started out here, but just from talking to, like, other comedians and watching other podcasts, I guess it's regular, normal to, like, charge people to, like, do mics and stuff in other cities.
Yeah, LA started to do that a lot. With, like, and, like, you have to pay $5, and then you have to stay for, like, the whole mic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not uncommon to have to pay for stage time, especially in places like L.A. and New York and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. I guess that's cool because it kind of, like, weeds out the people who aren't really serious about it, too, you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, most of us are poor shit.
Yeah, like, that's true.
$5 is dinner, you know?
That's true. But, like, I know, like, when I go to stuff like Kill Tony... and, like, you know, we all, like, sign up because, like, we want to go on, and, like, we've been practicing, and then, like,
oh yeah,
you know, see people like, oh, I didn't think I was gonna get drawn, and I was like, ah, you bitch.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of that show too. Like,
right.
These people from, like, out of town who just sign up because they're there on vacation.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's cool. And like, I totally dig that show.
And they're not even a lot of sometimes they're not even comics. You know, they're just, like, people that like the show that listen to it.
Right.
And they're like, you know.
There was some, like,
my one and only set on Kill Tony and then be done with it forever, you know?
There was, like, some 50-year-old lady at ACC, like, 2 weeks ago that just, like, signed up for the first time. And she wasn't, like, bad. I mean, she wasn't good, but, like, she wasn't, like, bad. She was kind of... She was, like, a funny person, but she wasn't really telling jokes, you know?
Yeah, that's, like, that guy. There was a guy at Madhouse on Wednesday who was there just because he lost his fantasy football league, and that was, like, the Sacco, you know, the league. You ever see that show?
I'm no other.
Well, it's, like, the last place has to, like, be the Sacco and go do shit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that you don't want to do.
That's not a bad one. Go see, you know, like, To well, go
he,
see it?
He no, had... no, he to do it.
Oh,
he had,
it was, man,
he'd
that
never
sucks.
Done it. It wasn't a, he wasn't a comic or anything.
Oh, that sucks. That's a long 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't horrible, though, from what I've heard. I didn't really listen to his set.
So do you remember, like, your first open mic? Like, what it was like?
Yeah. It was at Madhouse.
Oh, no
shit.
First
time I went up, yeah. Yeah, I went to see the show, and then I stayed, and I was, like, about to do it. And then I wasn't gonna go up, but I was there with this guy, Logan, who I started with, but he's not in comedy anymore. He's all right, but... but... it was with him, and then I wasn't gonna go up, and I had written my whole thing out. It took me like a week before I went up. I was at Madhouse like every day watching the shows and
hell
stuff.
Yeah.
But then he went up, and it was just like, like he went up and did his stuff, and then thought he did great. And I was like, well, if he fucking did it, you know,
right?
And then I went up and did it, hell and yeah. I bombed hard. I mean, it was
really bad.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that was. I think that is the only clip of me on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Is my first fucking mic. I don't put shit on YouTube, but my ex-girlfriend put that on there when I was with her,
yeah.
You know, because I just done it. She was recording it.
Right.
And she put it up, and I can't get it down. I don't know how to... So it's just... You look up Josh Griffith Comedy on fucking
Jesus.
YouTube, you'll just see the worst clip of comedy ever.
Every comedian's favorite fucking unwanted, like... material online and shit, you know?
Yeah, bookers do not Google that.
They're gonna be like, oh, this is the only video he has.
That's
it must be really good.
Nope. It's like 3 minutes long. I think I have shorts on.
Looking like William Montgomery or something.
Yeah.
What made you want to do it? Like, did you always just like comedy?
Yeah, I've always loved comedy, but I didn't know I wanted to do stand-up until like I was like 26, 27.
How old are you now?
29.
Oh, okay. Fucking young buck, dude.
I'm not young. How old are you?
35.
You're 35? How come I keep thinking you're young as shit?
I don't know.
You're 35 years old?
Yeah, 35, bro. 84.
Jesus.
I just have that, you know.
You look like you're like 22.
I got that youthful charisma.
I guess so. Some cheekbones, dude.
It's all them cut claws.
Cut claw, dude.
I'm digging the mango white claw, bro.
It's good. And what's great is they have those, but these are like the all mango packs. Hard to find in Southern California, bro.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah.
Couple of my buddies were at OTL 2 weeks ago.
God damn it, I always miss OTL.
Yeah, me
and
too.
I've never been to it. People are always like, yo, you would love that. Because I played softball and shit for a long time and stuff like that, and I drink a lot.
So. I feel like that's the only reason why I want a girlfriend is just to, like, remind me of, like, stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, a week ahead.
Yeah.
Like, remember OTL's next week, like, you know.
You know, you could just have Siri do that.
I don't trust that bitch.
You gonna trust a girlfriend?
Man, do you hear that they're, I mean, I did this on my show, a bit on my show the other day, but that, like, iPhones was, like, they got recordings of, like, people selling drugs and having sex and all that shit, because, like...
I'm sure they do. They
have... phone's always recording.
Access to your... Yeah. Access to your microphone, because you give it to them every time.
But it's, like, someone's job to listen to it, to, like, to... Because they have to, like,
really?
Verify, like, how good, like, their systems are. So someone has to manually listen to all of it to make sure it, like, lines up with what's being auto-detected, you know? Like, that... Because, like, the system will, like, auto-detect that you're having a conversation, whatever you're doing, but, like, someone has to manually listen to it and, like, verify it.
There's no way there's somebody just... Do you know how many people there would be listening to shit all the time? there's gonna be... Like, all of the, like... All of the fucking Sears Tower would probably be full with people fucking listening.
Right.
Even that wouldn't be it. I mean, I can see how they would have to do it every once in a while.
Right, like an audit or some shit.
Yeah, but there's no... There's no fucking... Is that a job? Because I'll take it.
Hell yeah, I'll
do that
job.
Shit.
I'm like, give me an office with no windows.
Yeah. Exactly. And a bathroom.
I'd have one of those, like, Matt Lauer buttons, like, under my desk that lock the door. I'm like, I'm working! Like, damn. Hell yeah. So, who would you say some of your comedy role models are?
I mean, I've always loved George Carlin. That was, like, my favorite
comic.
He still is my favorite comic ever. But, like, I mean, as a kid, I liked him a lot. I was, like, a huge comedy nerd, like, fan of comedy. I wasn't really trying to do it until I was like, oh, yeah, that's a thing you can do.
Right.
Yeah. Never even realized that that's a thing. Like, you, it's not a, like a job either. It's not like, oh, go to school, be a comedian. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I became a fan of comedy like the summer I graduated high school. Because, like, I had like a couple like buddies, and like one of my buddies, like, we rented like all the UFC tapes from like a, not a Blockbuster, but like a local, what's it called now? Like
fucking Hollywood Video.
Movie rental. I can't remember what it's called.
I
can't remember what they're called anymore. Like we rented like the UFC. VHSs? Like, yeah, we rented like, because at the time, because I graduated in 2002, so at the time there's probably like 13 UFCs or whatever. So we, like, we just rented all of them and watched it. And then I had another buddy where, like, we just got high and watched, like, Kings of Comedy all summer.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, like, that's when I started, like, Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac basically was what got me fucking into comedy.
Bernie Mac, RIP, dude.
Oh, yeah. I usually don't give a fuck when celebrities die, you know? But, like, that's one where I was, like, him and fucking Charlie Murphy.
Robin Williams was a big.
Yeah.
When he died, I felt like, you know, like, if fucking somebody, like, an uncle or something died.
Yeah.
We grew up with all his movies and stuff.
Being in San Diego, I felt like I should have cared when Junior Seau died. Because, damn, that was like...
I didn't even know he was dead.
Oh, were you here for that? I guess 2.5 years?
Maybe. How did he die?
Oh, he killed himself.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Were you here?
Yeah.
That was like, fuck, dude. I think I was driving for Uber or, like, doing delivery for catering or something. So I was, like, listening to the radio. And that's, like, all that was on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, Junior Seau, man. That's cool. San Diego's had a lot of like famous athletes from here, you know, with a lot of running backs and shit.
Yeah.
Ricky Williams.
Yeah, I wouldn't really know.
Not a big oh yeah, you're a Pats fan, right?
I mean, yeah, I like the Patriots. I watch the games, but
Tom Brady, I'm trying to get on his fucking HGH plan, dude.
HGH plan?
That dude, he's gotta be on juice, man.
Oh. I doubt it.
You don't think?
No, he's known for deflating, not inflating.
Well, yeah.
Fucked you up on that one, didn't I?
I like how their excuse, because they called that one guy the deflator, and they're like, why'd you call him the deflator? And like, oh, he just lost a lot of weight. And I was like, bullshit. That's the weakest excuse.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I feel like I read an article about that, and it was like, all like every quarterback in the whole like history of the NFL has been doing something
that.
Like,
yeah,
it's just... put on like the Pats,
yeah,
back.
And it's funny because like Indy, we're the ones that fucking snitched on you guys.
Yeah, thought we were cool.
No. We're cool, but we're not cool.
you're a Colts fan? Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah, you guys suck.
No, we got it. I think we got probably win it all this year.
We're gonna do it this year. Every fucking football fan in the history, we got a good team this year. I think we're gonna do it. Somewhere right now there's a Lions fan going, we're gonna make it.
Oh, I'm kind of excited for Cleveland this year.
Nobody's excited for Cleveland. Just in general. Cleveland has a place.
They got a pretty good squad, man. Like, if Baker Mayfield is, like, halfway good.
My dad's best friend is a huge Cleveland fan. That's one of the only games. I think that's the, you know, it's one of the two games. I've only been to two games in my life. That's one of the two, with Buffalo Bills versus the Browns.
Oh, that, on paper, that sounds terrible.
It was. It wasn't a great game, but there was... Yeah, that sounds bad, huh? But there was a... It was like -20 in Buffalo.
Oh, my God.
And there was
like
tons of fucking people. Browns and Bills fans is out there, like, no shirts on and grilling. It was fun as shit, but it was cold.
Like, their chest painted and shit? Yeah. You look like you could be one of those guys.
Oh, yeah. I would be. Just can't afford the paint.
You're like a lifelong Patriots fan?
Yeah, well, I was a Bills fan when I was a kid for a little while because my dad's a Bills fan. But I was born in Maine.
Oh, okay.
And like my, you know, everybody had, my family's from Maine.
You a lobster guy?
Yeah, I fucking love lobster.
Dude, I actually just made myself, it wasn't really lobster, it was like langostino, but I made myself like a langostino roll before I came over here.
Dude, my uncle, he had a 38-foot Bayliner, and like we would go out and some of his friends are lobstermen and stuff, and I would like help out on the lobster boat. So I caught like a bunch of perch one time and like chum, like cut them all up, sold them as chum in Maine.
Oh, no shit.
Because I lived on the coast. Like I was pretty much like, in when I was a kid, like I was at a marina all the time, like because my uncle...
Were you out there swimming in like jean cutoffs? Like
yeah. Yeah, I had the water shoes. Remember water shoes
with like a knife in your teeth? Like,
oh yeah. Is that a bear? Yeah.
Oh, you guys have the good lobster. We got these fucking...
Oh, this garbage lobster. These are just big-ass shrimp.
That's still cool, though.
Yeah, that's all they are. They're no claws. Yeah,
there's no claws.
Not no like... claws, dude. That's can't be a lobster without the claws, dude.
No, red claws, just white claws.
I went to Mexico. My buddy lives in Rosarito, and we went like a while ago, and he took us to Puerto Nuevo or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And there, he was like, oh yeah, $20 lobster, get two lobsters for $20. I'm like, fucking for real? Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, that's the only reason I went down there.
Right.
They're
more than that, aren't they?
No, there's some places that are two for 20.
Oh, okay.
But most places are 20 for one, and then you get like the sides and stuff. But they're not, it's just a fucking tail.
Yeah.
Like, and it's the like rock, deep fried.
They call it rock lobster.
Or grilled or some shit.
Yeah. Because yeah. There's no claws.
Yeah. No claws, dude.
Dude, the hookup I found, you ever been to 99 Ranch?
No.
It's like a Asian supermarket.
Oh, no. I go, the one on Convoy is the one I like, the Asian supermarket. They,
a Zion?
Yeah, I think so.
It's like across the street from there.
Oh, yeah?
They,
is it called Zion? It's got a, like a Korean barbecue place next to it.
Yeah, yeah, it's Zion.
Yeah, they have
but,
like...
But across the street is 99 Ranch, mm-hmm. like over by Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I go. And you can buy like a live lobster, and they're like $9 a pound, but sometimes they're like $7 a pound on sale, but they steam it for free. So you just gotta buy it, and they fucking steam it and cook it for you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good shit right there.
Yeah.
I'm definitely, so you appreciate
can get,
that.
So you can get a whole big ass like lobster for like $10 cooked.
But that's fucking great. My favorite thing at Zion though is funny as shit. They have like the lobster.
But your
tank.
Car will smell like lobster.
Like I, you're speaking from experience right now.
You're like,
listen.
You'll be the most dangerous.
Don't drive and eat claws. Drive and drink claws.
Weirdly enough, like as a white person, you'll still be the most dangerous driver in that Asian part of town.
Yeah. It was, yeah. But the, at the Zion place, when you walk in, like on the right is like a fucking little mall with a food court, and on the left is the grocery store.
Yeah.
And like when you go all the way down, the seafood shit is dope. Like their seafood is great, but they have the lobster tank and the. Crab tank and stuff, and then underneath there's like a bucket on the floor underneath like by the tank, and there's like it says dead crabs, dead lobsters, and they're like cheap as fuck, dude. But they're like freshly dead, I think. I bought a Dungeness crab from there for $3. It was a big ass fucking crab. It was like a pound and a half.
See, I don't know how to, I don't know how to eat crab. You just eat the claws on a crab, right? Or the legs?
No, you can eat the. I mean, there's stuff inside the body too.
Do you?
The cavities, yeah. It depends on what kind of crab.
Cause I bought a like a Dungeness crab one time and like popped that bitch open, you know, and just looked like guts and shit on the inside. I was
you eat that shit?
No shit.
Yeah,
that looks like fucking bait or something.
The green shit.
I'll go fishing.
It's
with
called
it.
Tamale. Is that a lobster? When you open up a lobster,
yeah,
it's usually green shit.
Oh, I clean that shit out.
Oh, I eat that shit. It is delicious. I eat everything.
That's the poop sack.
It's not the poop sack. What's wrong with you? It's tamale. The poop sack is underneath the tail.
Now I've had tamales. You buy them in the Walmart parking lot.
No, dude. That's your kind of tamale. This is Maine tamale. Bro, people watch me eat lobster because like at Shelter Island, they have the restaurant. It's closed now. Fucking hate that. But called the Boathouse, and it was $13 on Wednesdays for a lobster dinner.
Ooh,
like
that's
a
good.
Full lobster dinner. And people were and I took comp like we went out for comics lobster dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
And people were like just watching me eat the lobster because I eat every fucking piece of. There's like nothing but shells.
You making like that blowjob noise while you're eating it?
Oh yeah, dude. I'm all about it. I could live on lobster for the rest of my life.
Dude, I could too. One of my favorite spots in PB is Fat Fish Cantina. And when I first moved here, they had a $5 lobster tail dinner on Monday. So you get a lobster tail and like rice and beans and a fucking tortilla for $5.
That's very Mexican.
Hell yeah. But then now it's like $10 or some shit like that.
That's with the rice and beans. Everything comes with rice and beans.
It's cheap. Fills you up.
Yeah, it doesn't. Nah. That looks like poop.
It does look
like poop.
Like poop,
it's that fucking beans.
There's lots of foods that look like poop.
Yeah. The best ones.
No, the best.
Pudding.
The best foods are the ones that look like wieners.
All right, Superbad.
I love that movie.
Me too. Fuck, I forgot. Oh, yeah, no.
Isn't
I just,
there a comic
I
named
I like
McLovin?
Food.
I feel like I've seen a comedian named McLovin.
Maybe.
Like on Facebook, floating around somewhere.
Hack. I don't like Mexican food, and people get
really
weird about like not at all. Like the only thing I eat, I work next to that Mexican restaurant, Alberto's. The only thing I eat there is like cheese quesadillas, and I eat them with ketchup.
Oh yeah,
pissing off San Diegans.
I like that. I mean, I really like Mexican food, but I like pissing off people from San Diego even more.
Yeah, all these white people just like, how dare you? How dare you appropriate their culture?
Shut the fuck up. I remember your Facebook post because you were like, oh, what's the next thing I can eat to like put ketchup on to piss off people from San Diego? And I was like, a California burrito because it has french fries. It's probably good.
Yeah, but that wouldn't piss anybody. People do that, I think.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Maybe not. It just sounds delicious.
Well, James Pine told me to die, so. Shout out, somebody, Jimmy.
Man, all those comments were hilarious. One guy, he's like the bouncer at Coyote Ugly. He was like, somebody shoot this fool.
Dude,
he's like, green light on Josh.
My dad about killed my fucking cousin one night because like we all went out for like prime rib dinners, and like my cousin started putting like ketchup on it. My dad's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" He's like,
"Oh,
what?
You don't put no. That's different."
Dude, my dad was just like,
"If it's prime rib, you dip it in au jus or nothing."
Yeah,
and
for
maybe
sure.
Some horseradish.
But I was like 15, so he was like 13, you know, or maybe even younger, you know what I mean? Like, we were just like kids, but like,
oh yeah,
but even by then I knew better, like, but I was just like, but like I didn't think about it, and I saw it, and I just saw my dad's reaction, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, the next thing I was gonna do, I was gonna like eat like a tamale with mayo,
like like a real tamale, or
huh, yeah, like a real tamale, like a your people tamale. No, no.
Dude, like, it's funny, like, moving out here, I'm definitely like meaner now to like homeless people or like street parking lot people.
That's way true.
I was nice at first, dude.
But there's a lot in Indianapolis, right? Were you from Indianapolis?
Yeah, I'm from Kokomo, which is like an hour north of Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
But there's no like homeless people. In Indianapolis, there's some.
I was there once and I hate Indianapolis.
I love it.
I was there because I was only there.
You didn't
for
like
a
the $2 drinks and the fucking.
Dude, I didn't do any of that. I was on a Greyhound bus. I was going to somewhere in where Purdue is. That's in Indiana, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to wherever that place is.
West Lafayette.
And that's exactly where it was. And I had to stop for like 3 hours at that damn Greyhound station across from the stadium.
You didn't get a blowjob?
Yo, somebody stole my phone. I just bought a phone. I had my phone in my bag, like on my head under it, right? And I just bought this phone before I left.
Like they stole it under your head?
Yeah, they like pulled it out. It wasn't like under my, it was like, you know, and only the tip of it was showing.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
So I could get my alarm, because I set an alarm and I was like laying down. Yeah. And then like I wake up like 3 hours later, like, where the fuck is my phone? And somebody just left an Arizona iced tea. Like they stole my phone. They stole my phone and like replaced it with an Arizona iced tea.
Hey, that's fucking
Indianapolis.
That's Hoosier. That's Hoosier hospitality, dude. They didn't leave you empty handed.
Yeah, can we call somebody with a fucking Arizona iced tea?
That's something. You know, that was like a crackhead, right? Like they're like, oh. Like in their mind, they're like,
I shouldn't have gone to sleep there. There was a lot of homeless people. That's what I'm saying.
You know, like in a crackhead mind, that's totally like makes up for it. Like I'll leave them something to drink.
Yeah.
I like the homeless people in Indy because like they play like the saxophone and shit. They just don't like bother you at the gas station like they do here.
Man, it's crazy out here though. Like it's insane how many homeless people there are. Just but they're like, oh, most of them are crazy.
Like, I pretty much lived in PB the whole time I've lived here. And so, like, you know, at first you're like, oh, yeah, like, I never gave him a dollar even then. But I'll still be, like, nice to him, you know? I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't. Like,
I still give people money every once in a while. Like, if they, you know, I don't know what the quota is to give someone money. But there is a certain fucking, like, niceness to it. If you're nice.
Right.
And, like, you know.
What I do is, like, I donate clothes to, like, Father Joe. And I feel like that's my fucking...
I mean, people ask, like, I walk all through downtown, like, almost every day when I work down there, you know? And, like, people ask, or somebody will just be standing there. You know, I get drunk and feel bad and give money to people, but...
I've always been told, like, the best way is to, like, donate to the charity so they can, like, take care of them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a reputable one.
Yeah, but that's the problem. Which one is reputable?
Father Joe's is pretty good.
Father Joe's?
Yeah, it's, like, a local San Diego, like...
Father Joe.
Because I've heard, like, American Red Cross, or not Red Cross, but, like...
This is a Catholic organization?
I don't know, probably. It's a guy.
Yeah, they have a great track record. So.
With adults?
You're right.
They're not homeless kids.
Donate any kids' clothes.
Oh, man. But, yeah, it's funny, because, like, when I moved out here, like, I was like that, like, felt real bad. And then, like, a year later, like, this guy from Ohio moved in next door to me. And by then, I already fucking, like, hate... Or maybe it's like, 2 years. But, like, by then, I already hated, like, homeless people. And then I could see him already, like, oh, man. I'm like, just keep walking. Like, fuck that. I was like, fuck that guy. He's like,
spit on me.
Yeah. I was like, I could see him like trying to talk to a homeless guy, and I was literally like, no, fuck that guy, let's go, we're in a hurry. And then like a year later, like his buddy came out and it was the exact same thing. Exactly. Where he was like, nah, fuck that guy. So, you know, like,
you lose that quick though. Fuck, like the, yeah, having patience for everyone.
There was only one time where I was mean to like a homeless person and I felt bad, and I wasn't really mean, but I lived up in like Riverside County, and I was at a gas station, and I was like pumping gas, and I saw like this fucking just shabby looking like 40-year-old black guy like strolling up to me. And then, like, right when he got within, like, 5 feet of me, I was like, sorry, dude, I don't have any money. And I just fucking didn't even look at him. And then, like, he didn't say anything, and I kind of looked back, and his face looked all, like, hurt and shit. And then I felt, I was like, oh, shit, no, my bad. And I was like, oh, my bad, dude, my bad, what's up? And he's like, oh, my car broke down. And I was like, fuck you. I was like, god damn it. I was like, get out of here.
No, yeah, one time I was drunk, I almost fought this homeless guy, but not because I like tried to fight him. Like he was like in front of the club, like with like just freaking out, asking for money. I was like, no, dude, like, you know, just go ahead. And he's like, fuck you. He starts like flailing and shit. And I was drunk and pissed off about something. And I was just like, let's fucking do this, dude. And I could tell he was crazy as I went after him. Like, not,
you kind of look crazy though.
I just walked towards him, and like he like kind of like, like was kept coming forward, but then would like go back like scared. And I was like, oh, this guy's like probably, you know, there's something messed up with his mind, but I just feel bad. I'm just trying to beat up like a fucking crazy person.
I'll fuck up a crazy person, I don't care.
There was a guy in OB I probably would have done. Like, he was walking around with the fucking just like this rusty like pointing thing, like a fucking skewer, and he was just like walking by Winston's, just like going, I'm Montezuma, this is Mexico, like screaming it at people, yelling, I'll do whatever the fuck I want. I was like, I'm not getting poked with that fucking thing. I have a knife everywhere I go. I will stab you.
I feel like if you wore one of those like all green fatigue like Vietnam jackets, like no one would ever fuck with you.
Yeah, I got a fucking, I look ridiculous. I got to do some manscaping.
I like the U.S. Open hat you got on. Yeah. That really that ties it all together.
I'm American.
That's cool.
Sucks,
man.
Sucks right now.
That's still better than everyone else, dude.
I don't know. I mean, I do know. Sorry, Uncle Sam.
Where would you rather?
We're number one.
Where would you rather
Canada?
Be? Ah, fuck that.
I fucking love Canada, dude. Canada's great. They got a great comedy scene, too.
They speak French, bro.
French.
Oh, my God. You look like Christina Aguilera.
Thank you, I guess.
She used to be hot.
They don't speak French in all of Canada, only like Quebec.
Quebec, yeah.
I watch Letterkenny. I know things.
Basically, like, when people ask me what Indiana's like, I'm like, have you ever seen Parks and Rec? That's what, like, all the small towns are like that aren't Indianapolis, basically. Like,
it's isn't that show based in Indiana?
Yeah, yeah. It's very accurate.
What is it? Where are they at?
Pawnee, but that's, like, a made-up.
It's not,
Nah, it's not real.
But it's like that,
It's totally, like, legit, though. That's how it is there, for sure.
Yeah. That's like that, what was that? On Netflix, the guy who like drew dicks on everything, and then it was like a false documentary.
I haven't seen it.
What? And they made a second one about, what's it called? Hold on.
Who's in it?
Huh?
Who's in it?
It was this guy, I can't remember. It's you should watch it. It's funny because
I never heard of that. Damn, called, these claws got 100 calories in them.
That's it, dude.
Ooh, two carbs? Oh, shit. Hell yeah.
Zero sugar, bro.
Oh, man. These claws only got two carbs?
Man. It's,
Oh, don't be doing that.
I don't know. I can't find, I don't know why I went to Netflix and not just Google. Anyway, the place, the place in the movie is like it's like based in Oceanside at a high school. American Vandal.
I never heard of it.
No, you should watch it. It's funny.
So what's it about? Some guy.
So it's about this guy who like drew dicks
like graffiti
on everything. Yeah.
Like an actual like tagger.
No, just like it's.
Oh, with like a marker.
He like gets like kicked out of school and shit. And, like it was like a whole like. It's like a true crime parody.
My junior year of high school, like on the first day of school, like we got there, like you go like pick your locker, you know, And then, like, when I walked in there, like, three of my friends, like, there was, like, four lockers, and, like, two of my friends had these two, and then there's one in the middle, and then my other friend had this one. So I went to get, like, the one next to my other three friends, and, like, some guy got it. And I said, hey, dude, can I have this locker? Because, like, all my friends are right here. And he's like, no, man, like, fuck off or whatever. And so, like, I'm like, all right. And then every day, like, we would fucking, like, draw a dick on his locker. And eventually by the end of the year, we were, like, carving it in there. Like, in
there. So he couldn't wash it off?
Yeah, it, like, escalated to fucking, like, and every day, like, he would, like, blame me or some shit. And I'd be like, nah, dude, I don't know what you're talking about, yeah. You know?
It's like this, it's like that, but this was, like, throughout the whole school and, like, I can't remember, like, the whole story or the, like, the end of it, but it's fucking, it's really good. They made a second one about, like, poop, I think.
What?
Yeah, this one's about, like, drawing dicks, and I think the second one is about poop.
Is there anyone, like, famous in it?
I don't think so. It was just some kids that did it, I think, and then they got picked up by Netflix. But it goes back to what I was saying about, it's based in Oceanside, but that school doesn't exist, like, you know?
Did you know Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Mm-hmm.
That's Ridgemont, supposed to be like Claremont.
Really?
Yeah. And like the mall they're at, I guess I read somewhere it's like the UTC mall.
I didn't know that. That makes sense.
But yeah, Ridgemont is Claremont. And then the,
I wonder why they can't just do that.
The guy that Spicoli is based off of, like the real Spicoli, hangs out at Rockies and PB a lot.
Really? I think I read something about him in like the Reader or something like that.
Yeah.
Like meet the real Spicoli.
I hosted an open mic last week at the Harp. And then
was I there? I was there.
For the mic?
Yeah.
No, last week. You were there 2 weeks ago.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, yeah.
I had to work this week.
Yeah, I hosted last week. And then some fucking like stoner surfer, like old blonde guy like signed up. And like the name he wrote down was like Spicoli 2.0. But he spelled it like S-P-I-K-H-O-L-E. And I'm like,
Spicoli.
And I picked up the thing and I was like, bro, is this racist? Like, did you just call me a fucking spickhole? Like, what? I was like, what the fuck is a spickhole? And then I looked at it, he had like blonde hair and shit. I was like, oh, is this supposed to be Spicoli? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, Jesus.
So Jesus. No.
So then I just fucking the whole night, like the rest of the, I just kept calling him Spickhole the whole time. I was like, all right, give it up for Spickhole.
That's funny.
That's the first time I ever hosted a mic.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, you hosted my show.
Yeah, I hosted your show, I hosted a mic, and I hosted Tommy Lucero's show.
Was that the first time you were on stage?
No. I just fucking came up with my set that day and fucking did terrible.
You did all right. I just thought it was like your first time.
No, the first time...
My first show, right?
My first show was Tommy Lucero's show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That one I did good. I don't know, I just did...
I like Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy's cool. Very and, like, you know, I was, like, fucking super, super, super fresh, and he, like, gave me a shot, and I didn't do too bad, you know?
Yeah, he's great. He's booked me for a bunch of stuff.
And he's had me on his podcast. He let me host a show a couple of times. Like, I like, you know...
Yeah, he's cool.
I got
in a fucking Uber the other day, or not the other day, but a couple... like a couple months ago, I was in an Uber pool, and then it was like, we're picking up somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
And it said The Roach, and it was fucking Tommy Lucero. I used to run into him all the time. I ran into him to the 7-Eleven over there, because yeah, I think he works at the Paradise Grill or whatever, but he lived near me.
Right next to Deja Vu.
Yeah. Apparently that food is, somebody was telling me at Good Bar, that food is amazing. He's really? The one that cooks it.
Like, is it really?
That's what this guy was telling me yesterday. He was like, you ever been to Paradise Grill? It's like this little dive bar. Dude, every time you post pictures of the steaks and stuff, they look bomb.
Now, I feel like when it comes to a restaurant, like, it's all just kind of like reputation.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, oh, Rockies are the best burger in San Diego. And I'm like, really? Like, it's good, but like...
Well, that's reputation, yeah. But this guy just like hadn't been there before.
Oh,
and he went in there and, you know, nobody really says that about Paradise. I've never heard that. He was just like, yeah, man, that food. He's like, I've been going there once a week to eat. It's like, it's really good.
No shit. Yeah, he's
it's all like probably greasy, like dive bar food, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
but
yeah. What kind of food? So, other than like lobster, what else? What other kind of food you eat?
Yeah, I have a horrible diet, man. I eat like McDonald's and shit all the time. But, I mean, I like steak and shit like that.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I didn't think I was picky until I moved here.
Yeah.
I still don't think I'm a picky eater. I just don't like Mexican food. And people freak out. Like, oh, you're any so kind? Picky, huh?
Like anything? So what is, so like, is it like the seasoning or?
Well, like cilantro makes everything taste like soap.
Okay.
And then it's weird, I know, but it does.
I get it. I've heard that before.
And then I don't like avocado. I don't like.
Yeah, I don't like avocado either.
I don't like sour cream. I don't like beans. I don't like tomatoes. I hate tomatoes. I don't like fucking, what else is in it? Oh, I don't like that seasoning that they put on the beef, like the
whatever, like the taco seasoning. Yeah,
yeah, I don't like that shit. I don't like the salsa.
So there's literally nothing about it you like. You like cheese?
Yeah, cheese. The cheese and the meat I can eat.
Yeah.
When I get tacos, I just get that meat and onions and then that flour tortilla. I don't like corn tortillas.
How come cheese is good like on hamburger and like ground beef but not like on a steak?
I eat cheese on a steak. Have you ever heard of a Philly cheesesteak?
I mean like a T-bone or something. Wouldn't it be weird if someone put like cheese on top of it?
It'd be weird, but I'd eat it.
I want to try it.
Yeah, it sounds bomb.
Has anyone ever done it?
I'm sure they have. Like, I used to do that all the time. You just put it, like the extra, like, when I had extra steak off, like, a ribeye.
Yeah.
And then I, like, toast two pieces of bread, put a piece of cheese on it, and then you have a steak sandwich.
One time I made a lasagna sandwich.
Garnish with ketchup.
I like ketchup. Dude, actually, I feel like organic ketchup is the only organic food that's actually tastes better than normal food.
Really?
Organic ketchup is so
Never
good.
Had organic ketchup.
It is so good. Like, it's, like, sweeter.
Really? I like ketchup. I'll have to try it.
That's like the, cause like, you know, remember like, you know, like 5 years ago or 10 years ago, everything was like organic shit. Well, you actually weren't here, but.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get it. When I moved here, I worked at Sprouts. That was the first job
I had.
Oh
yeah, yeah.
The first job I had here.
So like three or four jobs ago, like I would had enough money to work at Whole Foods, shop at Whole Foods.
I had enough money to work at Whole Foods.
I had enough money to shop at Whole Foods a couple jobs ago. And like, so I tried all that shit, but the only thing that tasted like really good was like the ketchup, and I was like, holy shit, organic ketchup is the shit.
Yeah.
Because it has like real sugar instead of the high fructose corn syrup. And,
oh, yeah.
But like, I don't know, but organic ketchup, I would put it like in my spaghetti and shit.
All right, man, I'll get some organic ketchup.
Organic ketchup, put it in my spaghetti.
What?
Hell yeah.
That's just being rude to Italians.
No, top it off. Like, I would put some, like, normal shit, and then I would, like, squirt a little bit in there to, like, mix it up. Because I think it's, like, the sugar or something that's in there that makes it, like, different.
There's a lot of sugar in tomato sauce. I like tomato sauce. I like everything tomato except for tomatoes. Go figure that out. I like tomato. Like, I drink Bloody Marys all the time.
I never had one.
It's so good. It's like a meal.
I don't think
great for breakfast.
I'll do an Irish coffee.
Especially after you smoke weed. Like, that's, like, the best thing to drink.
Because
there's food on it.
Because what?
Because there's food on it.
An olive?
No, usually, if you go to good places, man, they put a whole meal on
that shit. Oh, I've
seen that
shit. That is crazy. There's some place that has like a fucking like whole like fried like pork tenderloin or some shit on there.
Yeah, they have like Bloody Mary competitions where they try to stack up as much shit as they can on
That's
them.
That's fucking weird.
There's like pizza and subs and steaks and fucking, there was a crab on one, like a whole fucking crab.
Do like a live one.
Hmm?
Have like a live crab.
Yeah. Have you seen that shit in like Japan where they pour some water on like an octopus and it comes to life and like walks out and then people eat it?
No.
It's fucking crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
It doesn't come to life, but it looks like it does. You
it's
know
like
what
some
I mean?
Salt or some shit.
Yeah. It's like they pour this thing on it and it just starts moving. And then they eat that shit.
What is it? Like a squid
it's
or something?
It's like a squid or yeah, octopus or something.
Damn, they do some weird shit.
I eat octopus. Like a lot. Well, yeah, I used to eat it, but I don't think we should be eating octopus.
Why is that?
Because I think they're aliens.
You think they're aliens?
Yeah.
Oh, we hit gold. Let's talk about this for
I
sure.
Do. I think that, dude, they're fucking smart as shit. They can fit in, like, this claw hole right here. A whole fucking octopus could get in there.
Claw hole. So there's a lot to unpack there. So you do believe in aliens.
Yeah, dude.
Do you believe in, like humanoid-looking aliens?
Who knows?
There's got to be something.
An alien could just be like bacteria on another planet. That's a fucking alien.
Don't cop out. With
that. I'm not copping out. I believe that there's life somewhere. I just read an article yesterday. They found a super Earth, 31 light years away.
Right.
It was fucking. They have pictures and they said that they're gonna try to take like better quality pictures to see if there's life on the planet. They don't even know yet.
Right.
It like, rotates around a dwarf sun, whatever the fuck that means.
Like my freshman year of college, I had to take astronomy, And like the very first day, I was just like, oh yeah, there's aliens. Like, because he tried to like
how could there not be?
Like on the very first day, like they just explained to you like how big like the universe is.
The universe is infinite. It's always expanding. He's like, oh, and there's nothing else.
Yeah, he just and I was like, oh yeah, for sure. There's but definitely
is. I'm pretty sure octopuses are. Have you seen an octopus? Like underwater?
Like on Discovery Channel.
Yeah, I mean, not in real life. I've seen octopuses like wash up on shore in Virginia, but dude, those things are, they look, they fucking, there's a video of the zoo of this octopus like leaving his tank every night to like go eat something or whatever, and then comes back before the guard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought that was a cartoon.
No, that's real. That's real shit.
I feel like I've seen that, like, in a cartoon.
And it goes through, like, a hole this fucking big or some shit. Like, a little, like,
yeah,
a tiny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's going to help with the listeners. It's this big, you guys.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's, like, so much about, like, underwater fucking creatures that we have no idea about.
We find a new species every day.
That shit's crazy. We probably know like 1% of the shit that's down there, you know?
Yeah. Well, there haven't even been. I don't think. I mean, the Marianas Trench is like the
oh,
deepest.
Oh, yeah. You were in the Navy, right?
Yeah, for like a while.
Like a while.
But there's the Marianas Trench. Like, it's the deepest in the ocean.
Where's that at?
I don't fucking know. Spain, I think.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember. But it's the deepest that we've ever been. And it's still not the deepest.
How deep is it?
I think it's like 7 miles deep or some shit like
that.
What? Yeah, it's insane.
What the fuck? 7 miles deep?
Yeah, they can't go down because they don't have the fucking technology, basically.
So they sent like a fucking like robot thing down there?
Yeah, yeah. And like they have deep dive like subs, but like the pressure is so fucking insane. And
do they get to the bottom there, or after 7 miles were they just like, oh shit, fuck it?
Mariana Trench. I said Marianas, but I don't know why. The Mariana Trench. It's lowest Challenger Deep is the lowest that's what it's called. So it went down 10,898 meters,
which so is, that's what, like 30,000 feet about, right? So how many miles is that? Miles? It's about 6 miles?
Yeah.
Fuck!
It's insane. And that's the deepest we've been down.
How long did it take? Because I knew you can't go like fast, right? So probably
I have no idea.
Damn. You ever like scuba dive or anything like that?
No, I want to. I've been snorkeling before, but I would love to go scuba diving.
Dude, like...
Honestly, I mean, I grew up on like the water too. Like my uncle had a boat and shit, like he told you. And, the ocean's fucking scary. Yeah. Like, I mean, I love it, but like it's...
No, fuck that.
I got stung by a fucking stingray the other day in OB.
Oh, did you?
Step right on that shit, yeah.
Who peed on you?
Nobody. That's jellyfish, dude. Why does everybody think that that's a thing? Somebody said that to me on the thing. They're like, you want me to come over there and pee on it for you? And I was like, that's jellyfish, but I'm down.
Not you. You.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Damn, that's like... That's funny, it is stingray or jellyfish, huh? Where'd you get stung by a stingray at?
My foot. It's actually still right. That's the mark from it.
Were you up in like La Jolla Cove or something?
No, I was in OB. There's a beach called like Santa Cruz because it's at the end. It's on the end of Santa Cruz Road.
Yeah.
And it's a beach with like a cave and like some rocks and stuff you can jump off of. And I jumped off the rock. I dove in. This guy was like, it's too shallow. I was like, shut up, nerd. And I jumped in and... it wasn't too shallow. I was fine, but I came up, I put my feet right down, and I just stepped right. I thought it was a piece of, like, seaweed.
Yeah.
But it was not. And I stepped on it, and it, like, went under from underneath my foot, and then I felt like it was going to leave, and then it was like, fuck that. And then it stung me.
Like, with its tail, right? Is that how they do it?
I guess so. I don't know. I couldn't see under the water.
You couldn't see it? Fuck.
But, yeah, it's the tail.
But did you see him, like, you saw it, like, swim away or some shit?
No, I didn't see it. You can't see it in the water.
You can't see it, yeah.
No.
Damn.
I felt it though. Like, because I got out and I was a little drunk already, so I was like, I got stung by a stingray. I was like, I think I got stung by a stingray. And then I walked all the way up the stairs to the lifeguard and they're like, yep, that's definitely got stung by a stingray.
And they're like, let me pee on it.
No, you fucking idiot. No, it's warm water. Hot water is all it is. You put your feet in hot water for like 45 minutes.
Oh, really?
Because when it stings you, it puts the venom, I guess, in there.
Yeah.
And it's like it constricts like the blood flow from around there, so it just feels like a really bad cramp with insane stinging. But the cramp just keeps getting, you know, tighter and throbbing.
Hell yeah.
But octopuses are aliens, dude.
Maybe. I don't know.
They have to be. That shit's fucking... They squirt ink. Where the fuck are they getting ink? Ink.
That's true, right?
That's crazy. And dolphins know what's up, too.
Oh, yeah. Dolphins are pretty smart.
Dolphins know. You know, dolphins, they do this thing with a fish where they bat it around. And it's a fish that's poisonous, but it just gets dolphins, like, high.
Oh, that's like a puffer fish.
Yeah, they batter it around in, like, a circle to get high.
Yeah. I knew they did something.
They're passing a joint.
I knew there was, like, something they bite into it or some shit, yeah.
Need more claws, dude.
Hell yeah, I'm fucking over there. We have to go over there together.
Okay. Hold on, just... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just picking up. Walk over there. Go mobile. See, that's the beauty of it.
Gotta get some Alka claws, dude.
We gotta get some more claws. These are pretty good. I like the fucking no carbs.
No carbs? What are you? Was that keto?
Hell yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you keto?
Nah, I can't. I just try to stay low. Like, try to avoid them a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
But I definitely had a lobster roll today, so.
Mm. Where?
My apartment.
Oh, you made it?
Yeah. But they were langostino, but I figured that's close enough to fucking lobster. No?
Those are the tiny ones, right?
Yeah, same shit. Like, it's all like that pink meat's all the same.
Isn't langostino's like crawfish, right?
I don't know. It's kind of in between like...
Pink meat is not all the same, because lobster meat is red. All right.
I mean, it's somewhere in between like a fucking prawn and a fucking lobster.
Yeah.
To me, it's the same.
No.
But then I fucking like sauteed it with like some garlic butter, and then I fucking had some like Hawaiian rolls and like toasted those with garlic butter.
Very good.
That shit was fucking bomb.
But there's a place called North Park called like Boston Pete's.
Yeah.
It's really good. They have a good lobster. He's from like, he flies like all the shit in too. From like,
yeah.
His clams come from like Harpsville, Maine, and like he gets other. All his seafood comes from the East Coast, like the Northeast.
Yeah, my favorite place in North Park closed down, fucking Carnitas Snack Shack. You ever been there?
Yeah, they have one downtown.
Yeah, that's like, yeah. But the one in North Park's not there anymore. Now it's like, it's the same guy, but it's like something different now. Ugh. Love pork. You guys got North Carolina? That's pretty fucking, what do you guys eat over there?
Pork?
Yeah.
Yeah. What, a lot of it. Barbecue?
Don't you guys have, like, wild, like, turkeys and shit, too? Or what do you got over there?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have, they don't have turkeys here?
Here? California? I don't know. What do they have here? They just got people.
You have turkeys in Indiana?
Yeah, we got turkeys.
Turkeys in Indiana.
Yeah.
I'm sure North Carolina's not that much different. I was in Western North Carolina, so it's probably not that much different from Indiana.
Yeah.
Except for, I have been to Indiana, and it was, like, flat and boring.
Yep. That's it, exactly.
I went to this place called Jackson, Indiana. Or was it Washington, Indiana? It was one of the two.
Maybe Washington.
And it was in the middle of fucking nowhere. When I say the middle of nowhere, like, I lived in the middle of nowhere before. But it was, like, we drove through a field.
Yeah.
Just for, like, 3 hours. On either side. And it was just a town. Like, what? We were building an O'Reilly's. It was a tiny little town.
I bet there was, like, no crime and easy
parking.
No,
it was so hard to... Dude, I found weed. I found weed everywhere I went. But Indiana was, like, a no-tolerance. I don't know if it still is, but it's a no-tolerance state. So, like, if they find a seed and shit...
Not, like, a seed.
That was how it was back then, though. I'm telling you.
But, like, definitely if they found, like, any amount of weed, for sure. Like.
Yeah, I spent $100 on some brown-ass weed, dude. A half ounce of some fucking swag-alicious.
Yeah. That's
I was
terrible.
Happy as fuck, too. I hadn't smoked in, like, a day and a half. And this guy, it was so weird. I went to this bar down the street. This guy was like, all right, he's going to be here in a minute. And then some guy here, this guy pull up. And then he goes, put the money through the hole in the fence.
For weed.
And then I was in the back of a bar.
That's how it is there, dude.
There's like, he put the money through a hole in the fence. And then this dude just, like, from the car, just threw this ounce of weed over and just, and he just fucking took off, dude.
So there's not a lot of, like, black people in Indiana.
Those are insulted to people.
Yeah. I know. Like, just by how you described it, but, like,
oh, yeah?
I feel like there's not a lot of black people in Indiana, but it's like, so they had to learn from like how to sell drugs watching The Wire and shit. So they're like,
it just is like Oz.
They're like, we got another lesson on Sunday at 8 o'clock.
That's funny. You come out now, I got class, dude.
Yeah, dude. Like, only Indiana is places where they're like selling weed through like a hole in the fence.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. Because it wasn't like there was somebody on the other side of this fence. It was just like I threw the money and it would hit the ground. And then so he got somebody to get out of the car to grab the money. And then he threw it over. And the fence was tall, so like it was like above my head, you know? So you couldn't see, but you could hear the car. And I was just like, you know, this shows how like desperate I was for weed. I just put $100 through a hole in the fence without anything. He could have just picked up the money and bounced.
Did you say they were black, or did I just like
you just thought they were?
That's funny.
I never said they were black.
That's funny. Like in my head, I was like, I pictured exactly how.
Yeah, it was a big black dude.
That's funny as fuck. Dude, yeah. Indiana, with like when I lived there, like it was super racist, but like I don't think it really is anymore. But also, it's like I was high school, so. All high school kids are fucking retarded.
They were so sketch about selling it. The guy was like, where are you staying? I'm staying at the City Motel. We called it the Shitty Motel.
What city was it? I don't, Jackson or something?
It was either Jackson or Washington.
I never heard of those.
I think it was Washington, Indiana. That's where it was. It's in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Have you... You never did comedy? Did you do comedy out there?
No. I didn't do comedy really anywhere. I was in New Orleans for like, I don't know, 6 months before I moved here because we like my car broke down in New Orleans, so I just had to live in New Orleans.
Jesus.
Yeah, and
I'm not there yet, but damn.
Oh, no, it's bad. Actually, my car didn't even broke down. We had to send it back to the dealership because they were being dicks. And as I was going to send it back, I totaled it the place where I was sending it back.
I kind of did the same thing where I had like a Cadillac CTS and I went in to trade it in to lease a new Cadillac ATS. And I went and like had all the deal done. Like I signed all the paperwork and like I paid the deposit. And then like guy came back to me and he's like, I paid $1,000 deposit or whatever. And he's like, oh, well, they said that since you're going to lease it instead of buying, it's like a $2,500 deposit instead of $1,000. And I was like, man, fuck that. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I've been here for like 4 hours. I just signed all this paperwork, all this shit, you know? And now now you want an extra like $1,500. And I was like, ah, whatever. Fuck this shit. I don't want it. And then I went to leave.
It's like a richer version of my story.
Well, I went to leave. Yeah. And then he's like, well, you know, this like, he told me like, I can like work some other deal if I come back, whatever. And then when I was leaving, he's like, the salesman's like, just remember what I told you. And I was like, yeah, cool. And then, like, I fucking left, and I, like, spun out and, like, totaled it, like, because I had, like...
Oh, really? And then I was sending it back, and I was underneath the carport, and the lady was like, all right, pull it back there, and then they'll come get it. And I ran into a pole and in the carport right there, like, where I was at the place where they're about to put it on the truck.
Yeah. But I had, like, bald tires and shit and, like, shitty brakes because I knew I was about to get rid of it. And then I ended up keeping it, and then, like, I'd sped off real quick, and I spun out and, like, totaled it, and it was, like, right by the dealership, so I went back. And then, like, I went back and I told the guy, I was like, hey, can you, like, help me out? Like, I need a ride or something. Like, I just totaled my car. And then the salesman got all, like, scared and shit. Because, like, as I was leaving, he's like, remember what I told you? I just totaled my car, like, 5 minutes later. And that's he's funny. Like, fuck, like, fuck, fuck. My boss is going to think that I told you to, like, total your car. He was, like, worried and shit. Like, that's gave me funny. A ride, like, back to PB. We stopped in at, like, Night Owl. Fucking got like drunk and shit and like, but yeah, he's like, oh fuck, like that's crazy, like I, because he yelled it like as I was leaving like through the showroom, like remember what I told you, and I was like, yeah, cool, and I come back.
Boom. You should have walked back in and been like, did I do good?
Hell yeah. Damn. So you got the you got a fight coming up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a fight?
Yeah, it's like a, it's not a fight. I mean, it's a. Technically, the comedy combat or whatever. It's like a bouncy house and these big gloves, like the huge, like...
Like inflatable gloves?
Inflatable gloves, yeah. And it's two comics, dude.
Who are you fighting?
Like, I'm fighting Christian Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Christian Allen.
I like Christian Allen.
He's a fucking metalhead, dude.
He called you out, huh?
Yeah. Everybody, like, when he came out with this, it was like fucking... eight people. They were like, Josh, I want to fight Josh.
What?
I called out Vince D'Amico. And Sean McCall, but he couldn't do it.
Oh, we could set up like a Vince versus Allen.
Yeah, they would never do that. Vince would never do that.
I mean, they can't get...
Also, Vince's hands are all fucked up.
They can't get in the bouncy house, but they can, like, joust or something.
Joust. That would be fucking hilarious.
We could do, like, a whole medieval, like, theme.
Yeah. I bet Alan would be down for that. It's hacked, though.
Hell yeah, joust, bro.
Comedy jousting.
So who else... So the other people wanted to fight you?
Yeah, there was... Sean McCall said that, just, I guess, joking. Christian said it. I can't remember who else. There's like two other people.
Why does everybody want to fight you?
Oh, because I'm the best, dude. You always want to take down the best.
When you come with the king, everybody's you best not miss.
Everybody's clawing for the top. The claw, dude. The claw. Fucking Josh Bra.
Josh Bra. I like the posters that Mikey made for it. Did you see the poster that you're on?
No. Did he make
it? Yeah, he made a poster, but like, so I know that like Ryan Shores was on Brock Lesnar's body.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
And then whoever he was fighting was on Butterbean.
Damian Mercado, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he was on Butterbeans. But then I don't really, Sean Baker was on Leonardo DiCaprio from the Django.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought, man, that's gonna be the best one because Sean Baker is fighting Nate Robinson Jr.
Right.
And in the my roast battle, Sean Baker beat Nate Robinson Jr. but just by being completely racist.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh, it was probably the best one we had. Like, no shit. Sean, I mean, there was good ones, but
better than the Ryan Raley one?
I don't know. This one was just it was just like racist and it was funny, but like he like at one point Nate Robinson said to Sean, he goes, "You look like the type of person who would cut somebody's skin off and wear it or some shit like that," right?
Yeah.
And then Sean Baker was like, I would wear your skin, but it's black. And he had already said like black jokes, all black jokes, like just, and that was just a riff. It was great. But now they're gonna fight.
Damn.
And then it's Jay Patrick and Mike Bentley.
What? Why do they want to fight?
I think they just wanted to do it. They don't want to fight, really. Nobody really wants to fight because I'll beat the shit out of them.
I wanted to see...
you hear that, Christian?
I want to see... Yeah, Christian.
Coming for you, dick.
Oh, damn.
Got pillows on my hands right now. Training, dude.
Damn. Hell yeah. He just ate like 3 raw eggs.
Yep. I do be eating a lot of... I eat a lot of raw eggs. Oh, not raw eggs. Boiled eggs.
He's just punching a slab of beef in his room too earlier. Yep.
That's what I call masturbating. Punching a slab of beef.
Hell yeah.
Hands so quick.
It's 3 rounds, right?
I don't know.
I wonder if it's going to hurt.
I have no idea what's going on. I was just like, yeah, let's fucking do it. I really wanted to do it against Sean McCall because it'd be like me fighting older me.
Oh, that's... Yeah. Now, he has an advantage because since he's from, like, the future, he knows every move you're going to do. Yeah. He's like, oh, here comes a left hook.
Been here before.
You do look like his prequel, you know?
Everybody's saying that we had a whole fucking conversation. I started a conversation about me being, because he said he's gonna stab me, and I was like, if you stab me, then you'll disappear, you know, because he's like future me or whatever. But then we got in this whole debate. I started doing timeline shit, and we're like, what happens if I stab you though? Like, and then everybody started talking. At one point, there was 3 different separate conversations in the back of the club about whether or not he would be alive if I stabbed him, like about the time travel and shit.
That's funny.
Tim Hill came back with notes the next day. He was like, this is why it wouldn't work.
He starts naming different movies, like, if you go by the fucking Back to the Future theory.
Yeah, that did happen. That happened at one point.
So you can stab him or no?
We have, I don't know. It's one of the questions that can't be answered.
I wonder who, do you remember who Mikey's fighting?
I mean, I can stab him.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. Is Mikey fighting somebody?
Yeah, I think he's fighting somebody.
I don't think so. I think that's...
No?
Well, maybe.
That's funny.
Maybe it's Lucia.
You
did say you wanted to see men fighting women earlier.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Calling him out. This is like a...
That's funny.
You did say you wanted to see a guy beat the shit out of a girl, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. Yeah. You know, professionally, of course.
John's into snuff things.
Brock Lesnar and Ronda Rousey. You went and watched that? $100? I'd watch it.
Masturbate to it.
Or maybe like... maybe like Ronda Rousey and like Tito Ortiz or something.
I don't know who Tito Ortiz is.
He was like the blonde dude with like the flame shorts.
What? I guess, man. What? I know that's funny. He was the blonde dude with the flame shorts.
He was
shorts.
Like dating like Jenna Jameson or married to Jenna Jameson.
Oh, really? I don't know. I guess. I don't really watch fighting that much.
The Huntington Beach bad boy.
All right. Well, he was hype man.
I wish, dude.
The Sultan of SWAT.
That's hell yeah. Too. I still haven't watched that. I usually watch...
haven't watched what?
Sandlot and...
You've never seen Sandlot?
No. I watch it every summer. I just haven't watched it this summer.
I was like, get the fuck out of my house.
No, every summer I watch Sandlot and Bull Durham and fucking Major League. It's like that's my good. Fucking like summer thing. I just haven't that's done it this good. Year.
It just I watch became, Sandlot all the time. I have all those movies in there, by the way.
It just now became summer like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, like, and it's still, especially over here, it gets kind of chilly over here by the water. Like last night, I had to go put jeans on.
What do you think is better, Bull Durham or Major League?
Major League.
Yeah, I like Major League. Bull Durham's really good, though, too.
Bull Durham's good. I have no problems with either one of those movies, but Major League is fucking great. And I like, what's the other one, dude? The, what's it called? The one with the kid.
Oh, Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the kid, the guy from American Pie?
Yeah, Rookie of the Year. That's where he throws his arm, right?
Yeah, because he plays for the Cubs.
Yeah, dude, Gary, that was like
Gary Busey.
Yes, that was like my fucking. I love that movie. When he picks up the ball and throws it from the like, he gets the. They're like, throw it back.
Oh right.
And he just got done with his arm surgery or whatever, yeah, and he goes, boom.
They just took the cast off or something.
Yeah, and he goes straight to the fucking catcher's mitt. Right. And you're like, what the fuck was that?
How could you imagine if you were actually there for that?
Yeah, it's crazy. There was a guy, and I just read this thing on SportsCenter. There was a guy. Who hit 96 on the stadium gun.
Yeah,
and he got
signed
by the Oakland A's.
Yeah. So I guess there was like a backstory, though. He was like a college pitcher who had an injury. So they kind of already knew who he was.
Yeah, of course.
And then he just like showed up.
It's
like,
just like a story, yeah.
But yeah, isn't that awesome? Like,
yeah, it's cool.
It's like a real life The Rookie.
Yeah. That movie, not so great, but it was good.
My buddy and I actually met Dennis Quaid. At a bar in Mission Beach. Like, it was like one of those bars with like, you know, like an island or whatever. So we were sitting on this side and he was sitting across the bar from us, like, but kind of like outside or whatever, you know. And then like we both like looked up and I was like, oh shit, is that Dennis Quaid? And my buddy goes, oh, it's the Rookie! And like yelled it out. And then like he looked up and just like flipped us off and then like looked back down and, like, whatever he was doing. And I was just like, oh, that was him for sure.
I just did a Rookie. I mean, just like, I'm sure that's the role he wants to be remembered for.
Yeah. We were like two drunk guys and like wearing like Colts jerseys and shit, so to us it was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'd be sick, dude. You just show up and you're like, oh, watch what I can do.
Yeah, that's like fucking like invincible too, right?
You see some little kid though like 32 and you're like, move, bitch.
Just fuck out of here, kick him in the side of the head.
Their dad's like, hey, you're like, hey.
Yeah. I would throw that kid 45 miles an hour.
Because you know none of those people like around him or like the workers knew who he was, like when he just showed up, like, zoom, 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 and they all start like calling their boss, like, oh shit, someone just showed up and threw 96. Yeah.
I think the gun's broken.
It's like,
what? Yeah, somebody, there's no way this kid's throwing 96 miles an hour.
It's like that scene from Back to the Future with Chuck Berry's brother.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, listen to this. And like, they're all like, oh, shit, someone's fucking throwing 96.
That was, it was fucking, that was funny. There was somebody made that joke about how it was like a white man, like Back to the Future show, just trying to prove that a white man made all of Chuck Berry's music or whatever. Or somebody else's.
That's
listen
funny.
To this.
Damn, they were close on the Cubs, though. They were only off on the Cubs by like a year or so.
Who?
Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
They said the Cubs were going to win in like 2012 or whatever. 14, I don't remember. But they were only like a year
that's
off.
That's true. It was 2015 was the year
when the Cubs won.
No, 2015 was the year that Back to the Future.
Oh, then they won in like 2016.
Yeah,
they won the same year as the election.
Yeah,
because it was both. Do you remember Nate Silver?
No,
he was like a famous like statistician, cool. And then like he was saying like, oh yeah, like. The Cubs would be celebrating the World Series like the same day that Donald Trump wins the election, like basically saying like neither one's gonna happen. Yeah. And it's like, oh, I'm gonna put that on my show for my tweets that age badly because that's a bad one.
Yeah.
But basically, he was like, oh, the Cubs won't win, and you know, and like Hillary Clinton's gonna win. I was like,
well. Pigs start flying. What the fuck's going on?
Invest in pork bellies. Hell yeah. So who, oh yeah, you're fighting Christian. And then you'll be at the Madhouse, right, on August 30th and 31st?
Yeah, that's four shows. It'll be fun.
So it's two on both days?
Yeah. And then, yeah, and then 13 Points Brewing. I think it's a Ryan Shores show. He always does the best, like, book, like, booking-wise for breweries. Ryan Shores knows how to make a show work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like what's
I've been
do?
On three of them already. And he does his, like, private shows, and it's just, like, you get tickets. It's a private, like, you know, people buy tickets to it.
Oh, okay. Know?
And it's usually in, like, a dope-ass room or outside. I did Alpine. That was outside. It's fun. But they have food for everybody and, like, beer.
Oh, no shit.
Most of the time, it's, like, included. Like, at Burning Beard, it was included with the ticket. But it's just, and then everybody's there for comedy. Like, you know.
And you know how many people are going to be there because they bought tickets.
Yeah, he's got tickets, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But... And then he fills up the room, and he's like, he keeps asking me to do them. So thanks, Ryan. You're probably not listening to this, but
that's cool. How long you been doing that show?
Oh, it's different ones. Like this is one that's at 13 Points Brewing. I think it's in Lemon Grove, but he has one at Burning Beard, one at Alpine, and those are both in like East County. And I think that's it, actually. And then this one. Which I haven't done yet, but I'm sure it's going to be fucking great.
Right on, man. So, September 11th, you'll be doing the Comic Combat at the Kensington Club.
Yeah.
Versus Christian Allen. And then September 25th, you'll be 13 Points Brewery. And August 30th and 31st at the Madhouse. Anything else?
No, that's it, dog.
Right on, man. Well, fuck.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for being on here. Glad you made it. And then buy one of my shirts. You can send me a DM at the Real John Adkins, at Real John Adkins, and I'll give you information on how to buy a shirt. We're going to start having tumblers soon. They're fucking dope. Selling the merch. Mm-hmm. And then check out my YouTube show also, along with the podcast, the John Adkins Show. It's on YouTube. We're started to have guests coming on and performing. You should come on, dude. Fucking, we've been
yeah, maybe.
Last couple of weeks, I've been having like other comics come on and do sets and stuff, and it's been cool. So, yeah, check out my show, buy a shirt, check out fucking Josh's shows. Peace out, everybody.